American half pound. Sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
Singles going.
This is Singles Going Steady, the podcast dedicated to exploring great singles with a particular eye to the punk, new wave, and DIY eras of the last century. I'm Adrian Madoc.
And I'm Steve McGowan. And we're in a band, The Beef People. We released a single in 1986 on our own label, Zub Records. And we are record collectors and passionate especially about the expression of pop music perfection. That is the single recording, and especially singles from Scottish bands. Exploring the mystery of what makes for a great Scottish single is what Prop Pell does to begin this podcast.
That's easy for you to say. And we are all the way up. You wouldn't believe it from that.
But I know.
We are all the way up to number 076.
I was trying to go into Gaelic there for a minute, so I'm sorry about that, kids. Singles Going Steady, 076. And today we're going to talk about an amazing Scottish band from Edinburgh called
The Rosillos.
The Rosillos.
And we had a couple choices of singles, and we went with sort of the self-referential, the obvious single, which is Top of the Pops, right?
Top of the Pops, yes.
To be talking about a single that's a great single. It's undeniably a great single.
And this single was released by the band in 1978. It's on their first record, Can't Stand the Rosillos. Rosillos. They're really the Rosillos.
They are.
I can't get anything right today.
I think that was one of the things I wanted to talk about is I thought that one of the reasons that maybe they didn't quite get the purchase in the U.S. is because their name is weird and awkward and hard.
Yes.
You know, it's like, am I saying it right?
Right. And plus they sing in a Scottish accent.
Right. And maybe in the U.S. too, because we're used to doing that double L with a, you know, with the Spanish,
right?
And giving it the Yama, know. So, yeah, I mean, I think that was something that maybe hurt them in the U.S. Because I always, I never picked up a record because I wasn't quite sure I knew how to ask for it.
Right. It was released in 78, one of their, not their first single, but one of their earliest singles from Edinburgh. Thing about this band is... they are considered a punk band, of course. They came up at that time, but they're really not punk.
No, they are, you know, and they called themselves a new wave beat group, right?
Yes, right.
You know, but they were a high-energy combo. You know, I don't think they're Scotland's answer to the B-52s, but maybe they're the Scotland's analog, right?
You know, kind of a party band.
Yeah, and coming out of art school and being interested
Edinburgh
in
having a
resting bright, fun visual image as well as, you know, sort of
costumes,
carrying that through
lots
in the sound,
of sunglasses,
right?
And
they looked like they sounded right, which was vibrant and lively and joyous.
And
right?
the music was not about nihilism or about, you know, let's tear down.
England is mine and it owes me a living, right?
Exactly.
It was
fun. It was a party band for sure. You know. I mean, singing about Top of the Pops, come on. It was all about the music business.
The contender for me, you know, between Top of the Pops and would have been Destination Venus, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because they certainly had that fun sci-fi spacey side to them that, you know, that we see Planet Claire.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're very they were not a B-52s. I mean,
They didn't sound like the B-52s. They had kind of that ethos, though.
Right. But I think that they were cut from similar cloth.
And Destination Venus was produced by Martin Merchant as well, who did all the Buzzcocks.
Oh, yeah.
the Human League and some of the Stranglers. So talk about the Rizzillos.
Right.
From Edinburgh. Great little band. Let's listen to the song.
Right.
It's always fun to hear the singer, Faye Fife, singing in her Scottish brogue.
Right. Yeah, they certainly had no pretensions that they were going to be,
America's
but what
newest
they were.
Hit makers.
Right,
yes.
Right.
They were just a lot of fun. Here they are from 1978. The Rizzillos, Top of the Pops.
Bit about Top of the Pops, and
yes.
this is a very cheeky single because you know we don't have anything, you know, with the U.S. being just a bigger country,
right?
You know, even back in 78 we were still cable was in its infancy,
right.
We were still like a three broadcast network type of country with a few UHF channels,
right?
But you know, even as unified
no
as
cable
sort of,
yet
right you know even as unified as our media was,
right.
We had nothing to parallel what was going on in the UK, and with Top of the Pops, where you know, on one of the few BBC channels, you would get Top of the Pops
playing bands that were in the charts.
Right. And you so, and there's the lyric, it's the stock market for your hi-fi, right?
Right.
You know, what's good, you know, which is just a perfect line, right? And, but it's, you know, what's trending? Mm-hmm. What, you know, what do all the kids have to have? What's a must-have?
I remember reading about the Undertones, and they were saying that basically their whole goal as a band was to get on top of the pops.
Right.
And then, you know, essentially what one of them was saying was after they went to London, they flew to London and they were on top of the pops. It was basically all downhill from
right.
there.
Right. Well, you know, what happens when you achieve your dreams,
yes, exactly.
you know, so early. But, yeah, so being singing mm-hmm. about top of the pops, mm-hmm. I think, was cheeky. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very knowing and, mm-hmm. and sort of, you know, winking.
Right.
To have a pop song about top of the
pops. About being on top of the pops.
Right.
Yes.
And then, of course, they performed. Mm-hmm. Right, and
on top of the pops.
On top of the song. The song on top of the yeah. pops, and we'll have a link for you there.
Yes, that's great.
But the, sort of the influence that it had mm-hmm. culturally, top of the pops, was mm-hmm. much more than any of yeah. our music shows.
The closest thing we could think of was American Bandstand.
Yeah,
but
of course,
it wasn't really the same thing, because that came from a 50s sort of... You know,
yeah,
sock hop kind
yeah.
of thing.
And Bandstand was really geared towards the kids,
yeah,
right? You
know, right.
only the kids,
it
right?
Didn't have, you didn't have to have a hit single to be on Bandstand.
No. Maybe, you know, not to slide into a discussion of payola and
right,
how
right.
people make it.
Right.
But yeah, certainly.
But I mean, Public Image was on Bandstand. God knows how that happened. But, you know, Top of the Pops was always like, you know, what nice, clean, wonderful little band, pop band, is going to be on tonight? You know, is it going to be those nice boys, the Beatles, or is it going to be, you know, Herman's Hermits, or is it going to be yeah. you know, Cilla Black or whatever? You know?
Right, right, coming out of the 60s, right?
Right?
But
mm-hmm.
you know, it and you know, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
70s and 80s, a lot of the groups that we talked about were on top of the
yeah.
pops, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just...
Because they were selling records in the
yeah,
UK.
Yeah, it wasn't all clean and,
right.
and mm-hmm. you know, buttoned down, mm-hmm. carefully pressed music.
So I love this single. It has a great little guitar riff in it. I love the way she sings and the backing, kind of the boys all singing the backing vocals. You know, the football terrace almost thing going
exactly
on.
And that, you know, mm-hmm. and that certainly invites you to sing along
yes.
with, you know, and that's one of the things that makes it a great single
yeah.
is mm-hmm. right, because it's something that just mm-hmm. begs you to holler along
yes.
with it
mm-hmm. and it does remind me a little bit of the Undertones.
Yeah, it's got that pop sensibility,
that riff in it that's just mm-hmm. kind of like you could hear on maybe the second Undertones record, or just a little bit. I mean, it's not
yeah.
exactly there, but you know, it's unabashed pop punk,
right?
You know,
right. You mentioned Buzzcocks. I mm-hmm. mean, certainly, I think that Rosillo's can fit along with like Buzzcocks
yes.
and Undertones, where you've mm-hmm. got that. It's not the angry side
right.
of punk,
right?
But that, you know, mm-hmm. pop sensibility.
Yeah, there's a couple other things about the Rosillos. After they released their first record, which is I Can't Stand the Rosillos.
Yeah, which is you know, humor. I mean, you've got that self-deprecation.
Mm-hmm. Great record, and one of the main songwriters, Joe Callis, left the band, and he ended up in the Human League, and co-wrote Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Right. So
he
good
went along
songwriting
and
bones.
Did well. And actually, the band broke up like shortly after their first record came out. It was a few months later. They were jerked around a lot by Sire Records. Sire Records was waiting for different distribution. The typical big label story, you know. And they lost their momentum, and they all started fighting with each other. But then what happened?
What happened?
They changed a letter in their name.
Oh, right. Yeah, so they were Rosillos for a while.
They became the Rosillos.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. I think they got that playfulness where
yes.
they take stage names
yes.
and they play with their band name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, maybe it's a little intimidating for mm-hmm. Well, it certainly was for me. Like, how do you say it?
I know,
am I saying
I know.
It right?
What's
you know, am
the
I
going
to be cool enough to say this,
yeah,
right? But,
right.
You know, they were playing with that.
Yeah, and a lot of the American listeners will know them from the Jackass soundtrack in 2002. They did that song, Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In. That was a Rosillo song, and... that was pretty big over here, and a couple other bands have covered it since then. Something that I missed at the time, of course, not being a huge Jackass fan. So, you know, they they came around in America in a kind of a backwards way.
Right. And you know, they're still at it. Yeah. Certainly their time has not passed in the sense that, you know, I think maybe they're perennial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully this will give us all a chance to sort of jump in. Because I do think they never got the toehold over here, and I don't know why that was.
Right.
You know, maybe it wasn't angry enough. Maybe it wasn't easy enough to pronounce.
Right.
Maybe it felt off. You know, I know for me it felt, you know, do I have an access point here?
Right.
Certainly the music is incredibly accessible.
Once
incredibly,
you get to the music, you're like, oh, this is fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But... a band that kind of missed the boat for the U.S. but did well over in the U.K. and something you should seek out and check out. You had mentioned one of their other singles, Destination Venus.
Yeah,
excellent. Also, My Baby Does Good Sculptures.
Right,
also a very good song.
Something would come out of an art school.
Yes, very art school song. Lots of fun songs from this band. That first record is a must have. That will be my recommendation in just a minute.
Well, go ahead and make that recommendation.
Okay, so we'll do recommendations first, then, and I will recommend the Can't Stand the Zillows record. Lots of fun, Scottish to the core, art school.
Smart.
This is not the first Scottish art school band. We'll talk about.
Nor the
about
last. Nor the last.
Yes.
But yeah, certainly they're you know, smart, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things you really like to have in music, something to have a good dance to and a good sing along and a party with your friends.
Yeah. And so I guess my recommendation will be, because looking at them, you know, you've got this bright, flashy presentation.
Right.
A little bit of the thrift store ethos. So my recommendation would be to find a good thrift store.
Yes.
You know, and to frequent it. Mm-hmm. Right. Because things go in and out. You know, there are times of the year where people are packing and moving. So, you know, go in to look at those times, you know.
Right.
We're recording this in Durham, so college town, so you've got those, you know, when school leaves and when school comes in.
Right.
You know, certainly in May, June, when people are moving, that's a really good time to go see.
You have a couple of stores here where, you know, if you want to get very inexpensive, very cool books. They've got them here. Our clothes are off the chart. You know,
it's just, records too.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take the time and look, the stuff is there. You know, it's great. Who can you hear covering this song?
You know, I had a couple things because I was thinking. First thing I thought of was Cheap Trick.
Yes.
Then I was thinking, well, maybe Hanson. Then, of course, when you put Cheap Trick and Hanson together, you get Tilted Windows.
Tinted Windows. So there you go.
And then the other thing I was thinking is maybe Haim.
Yeah.
You know, to get that female voice going.
That would be excellent.
Yeah,
yes.
So I think any
such
of those.
A good band, too.
Or maybe all three or four of those things.
Right. The one I was thinking of, only because they did a song with the same title, is, of course, the Smithereens.
Oh.
they did their own version of a song called Top of the Pop, so it would be interesting to hear them maybe do a medley of their song and this song.
Right. the same name series.
Right, yes.
Similar to
Top of the Pops.
Someone named Dr. J reading Legend of Sleepy Hollow. The
exactly.
Same name series, but it's the same song name series.
Top of the Pops, Part 1 and 2.
Right. Both sides of the
yes,
ocean, I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. So there we go. The single's going steady. Number 76 today. The Zillows, Top of the Pops, Edinburgh, Scotland. 1978, great stuff. Like it.
Yes, I like it, and, you know.
Check it out.
Yeah.
And that's
it's not too late.
That's what we have for you today, and we will talk to you very soon.
Very, very soon.
Bye now.
Bye.
To learn more about the artists and recordings we just talked about, visit our website at zubrecords.com. And click on the Singles Going Steady icon.
You'll also find links to the persons, places, and things we recommend, and much more.
You can find episodes of Singles Going Steady on our website or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Singles Going Steady is brought to you by the power and majesty of Zub Records.
Zub Records.
Smart sounds for sharp people.